Please consider joining us on our website. You'll have access to Interesting Minds, Rhyme Series, and a tutorial so you can see how I do it. I can't guarantee you'll figure it out, but I will teach you how I see people.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Manned Spacecraft Center. This is the Apollo 11 press conference.
Now, just so you know, that was a large crowd. A very large crowd. And these three guys who are not used to being in front of the public. Yeah, they're astronauts, and they had a little taste when they got off the shuttle and on the shuttle. But they're not movie stars. They're regular Joes in front of a large audience. We're going to see stress just from that. You can already see the two gentlemen, black and brown. I don't remember the brown guy's name. I know the other one is Armstrong. They're down. They're trying to make themselves small, but at the same time, look presentable. To be up. Face the audience. Lots of stress there. Buzz, on the other hand, very comfortable in the limelight. He's okay with a large crowd.
The format today will consist of a 45-minute presentation by the Apollo 11 crew, followed by question and answer. At this time, I'd like to introduce the Apollo 11 crew.
Apparently not that comfortable because he's petting himself. Watch the hand.
Astronauts Neil Armstrong, Michael Collins, Edwin Aldrin. Neil?
It was our pleasure to have participated in one great adventure.
So he goes to speak and he brings his shoulders inward. He's having a hard time keeping eye contact with the audience. That stress, that straight stage fright.
It's an adventure that took place not just in the month of July, but rather one that took place in the last decade. We all here and the people listening in today had the opportunity to share that adventure over its developing and unfolding in the past months and years. It's our privilege today to share with you some of the details of that final month of July that was certainly the highlight for the three of us of that.
Now what you're hearing here and watching him, he's moving around. And his speech is stagnant in the month of great adventure. Stage fright. It's stage fright. Literally stage fright.
Decade. We're going to divert a little bit from the format.
The big swallows. He's not really looking up. He's constantly looking down. He is stressed. And his hands, even when they come open, nothing else moves. It's just the hands. It's like the wrists are pinned down. Stage fright.
Of past press conferences and talk about the things that interested us most, in particular the...
And Buzz has got a little of it too. He came off a little strong, but no, he's a little of it too. So Armstrong mentions that they're all going to take turns. And Buzz starts playing with his papers. He gets a little lower, just slightly lower. He is stressed. He's got some stage fright as well. Remember, this is the time when there weren't cameras everywhere and large audiences following you around, where the average Joe could get on Instagram or YouTube and become an instant star.
The things that occurred on and about the moon. We will use a number of films and slides, which most of you have already seen, and with the intent of pointing out some of the things that we observed on the spot, which may not be obvious to those of you who are who are looking at them here from the surface of Earth. The flight, as you know, started promptly. And I think that was characteristic of all the events of the flight. The Saturn gave us one magnificent ride, both into Earth orbit and on a trajectory to the moon. Our memory of that actually differs little.
He's doing a lot of swallowing in there. And you saw that last swallow was really tight. And that's with that stage fright. Yes, I know the conspiracy about the moon. I do. But in all intents and purposes, this man went to the moon. And so what we're seeing is that tightness, the stage fright. Then when he starts describing things about the moon, then we can sit there and look further into it. But just talking about the getting there and the adventure to there, he's being truthful.
From the reports that you have all heard from those previous Saturn V flights, and those the previous flights served us well in preparation for this flight in the boost as well as the subsequent phases. We would like to skip directly to the translunar coast phase and undockings, or the transposition and docking sequence.
All of them, the lights go down, and so there's darkness, which in the mind to them makes them feel like they're much, much better at hiding, a cloak, so to speak. And they don't relax completely, but it's like you see them all kind of wiggle down, like, oh, a little bit has been taken off.
At the same time, I was taking still photos through the left-hand window and also flying my vehicle and... probably poorly, and taking...
Now what that does, because apparently we can't see the photos, but apparently there is a funny photo out there. And because they laughed, the audience laughed, they got the joke. It's like, oh, I'm not failing. A little bit of some more stress has come up, and you see him go up a little bit more. Oh, yeah, this is good. The audience finds my joke funny.
Of course, before we could undock, as is shown in this picture, we had to complete the activation. Now, the day before we undocked, we entered the LEM and went through an entire switch configuration check, and we exercised the various communication modes.
So now we're watching Buzz talk. Now, the other guy, while he was talking, just refused to look at the audience. He looked directly at the pictures, which helped him mentally because he didn't have to face those that he was afraid of. Buzz, he's looking at the audience, and he's gone really low. He's got his hands out in front of him. They're not guarded, but it's like a pounce maneuver. His hands are down on the table like he's ready for liftoff. Fight or flight. And Buzz is ready for flight. He also has his head down angled, looking down at the audience because he's up higher. But it's so stiff and just in the neck. Fear. And all they're doing is talking about technique and technical aspects and what their jobs were.
In retrospect, since we did have a little bit of communication problems on the following day during powered descent, we would recommend that we might make a more thorough check of this on the day before descent. On the day that...
If they were being deceptive in any other way, seeing how much stage fright they all have, they literally would be hiding. You'd see sweat coming off of them. We don't see sweat coming off of them. I mean, they're really stressed. They've got the stage fright coming out, but they're pushing through it. We don't see sweat. We don't see them so tight in the throat that we hear it in the voice. They are tight in the throat. That's why we see so much swallowing. Just on mundane things, that's not normal. That's because it's stage fright, which is why it's not normal. So if we were to see deception on how well they're doing right now, it would sound squeaky. Like their throat would literally close up. Sweat would be pouring off of them. They wouldn't be able to even look in the direction of the audience. They'd be looking up in the sky or down at their fingers. And that's if they could even get any words out of their mouth. They're just stressed.
This is a view of the descent trajectory area as viewed through the LAM window during our activation. In the bottom right of the photograph is the crater Maskelyne, and in the bottom center is the final phases of the descent. The landing area itself is in the smooth area at the top of the picture, just before we arrive at the shadow, or what's called the terminator. We had seen a number of pictures from Apollos 8 and 10, which gave us an excellent understanding of the ground track over which we would pass during the descent. We're now looking out the right-hand window of the crater, and there's Maskelyne W. It occurred approximately 2 to 3 seconds late and gave us, degraded our ability to determine not only our altitude and altitude rate in the final phases, but also, and probably more importantly, our translational velocities over the ground. It's quite important not to stub your toe during the final phases of touchdown. And once settled on the surface, the dust cleared immediately, and we had an exoplanet, and of course the surface was very fine-grained. We could tell that from our view out the window, but there were a surprisingly large number of rocks of all sizes.
This is the view out the right window. Up close to the horizon, you see a boulder field that was probably deposited by some of the impacts in the craters.
So they're actually going over what they saw, which is really good. Stage fright's still there, but they're not choking up, especially Buzz. He's not choking up. They are stressed from being in front of this audience, but he's still looking back at the audience to look at them. Look at picture. Oh, yeah, describe that. Look at audience. This is what it was. If this was a deceptive person, you'd see a whole lot more confidence. They would be at ease with the lying, which has its own tells, as we've gone over with many of the people we've seen. These are not people who are at ease with being deceptive, and they're not at ease at being in front of an audience. If you like it, please share and subscribe. Thanks for watching.